Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, the industry's longest-running podcast, now in our 15th year. I'm Roger Gross, the publisher of GGB, and this week we assemble a team behind MarketTrax, a groundbreaking credit app that allows customers to access a pre-approved credit line at a slot machine or table game in seconds. Joining the discussion are Gary Ellis, the owner of Ellis Island Casino, Hotel, and Brewery, Charlie Skinner, the COO of MarketTrax, and Tom Gingoli, the Executive Vice President and COO of Konami Gaming. The GGB Podcast is brought to you by FSB, the industry's leading sports betting solutions and technology platform. For more information, visit fsbtech.com. Ci appare anche un eroe, costumo il pare che no, promette cosa schimbe lumea mea. Dar oare câți dintre noi, astăzi mai cred în eroi, ne-am rătăcit de tot în credință. Casino credit is only for the high rollers, right? The ease of sitting down at a table or slotting and getting a marker can't be shared with the common gambler. Oh, but now it can. The new MarketTrax app, conceived and tested at Ellis Island Casino in Las Vegas, is a revolutionary way to get cash into the hands of gamblers, even in jurisdictions where casino credit may not be permitted. When combined with the sophistication of Konami Gaming's Synchro system, MarketTrax brings the speed, simplicity, and convenience of a market to every player on the casino floor. Joining Frank Legato in the July discussion about MarketTrax are Gary Ellis, the owner of Ellis Island Casino, Hotel, and Brewery, Charlie Skinner, the COO of MarketTrax, and Tom Gingoli, the Executive Vice President and COO of Konami.
Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast. Today, we are going to discuss the MarketTrax Casino cashless casino marker system, which is currently in field trial at Ellis Island Casino. And today we have the inventor of that system, Gary Ellis, who is owner of Ellis Island Casino and also founder of the company MarketTrax, which is partnering with Konami Gaming to do the field trial. And we have Charlie Skinner, COO of MarketTrax, and Thomas Gingoli, Executive Vice President and Chief Operating Officer of Konami Gaming. Thank you all for being here today.
Thank you.
The first question I would like to direct, we'll direct it to Charlie. Let's begin with just a general description of how MarketTrax works and how customers can create an electronic marker and access it for slot play.
Sure. Thanks, Frank, for having us on today. So, simply, MarketTrax is a patented casino marker system that takes the risk out of issuing funds. And the way the process works is we have an app that the player can go on our app or through the website, and through a simple, 3-minute process, they can apply for a line of credit. That line is then inputted into the Synchro system, and once it's inputted into the Synchro system, the player can go and download their credit at the slot machine and begin gaming. And that whole process from start to finish is less than 5 minutes, which is really efficient and beneficial for not only the casino but also the player as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Gary, I'd like you to describe, how this technology came about, the genesis of the idea, and how you worked to develop and patent MarketTrax.
Sure. Thank you, Frank, for the time. We appreciate this. So, years ago, when we were, promotional checks came along, or we were target marketing, kind of a shotgun approach to customers, especially in the local market, we sent out an offer to a zip code, and maybe it was $5 or $10. The customer would come in, and they'd go to the cage, and we would give them a $5 or $10 bill, and that customer hopefully would stay in our place and play and enjoy the time. 50% of those people will walk out of the door with our money, and we never see them again.
Right.
But the promotion still worked, because the other 50%, their entertainment was gaming. They would play, and you would have a potential customer. So that worked back then. That process kind of evolved where those checks would, I think Century Gaming with our taverns was one of the first, but those checks would go on to the credit meter. Now, the customer could still cash that money out and walk with it, but it was a little bit of a better process. Mm-hmm. And then it went to into a free play mode where that $5, $10, $15, $20, $25 promotion would be credited to the machine, and the customer could access that money. And you know, so I guess they have to play through the free play, and then whatever they ended up with, they could cash it out. So that process evolved. It became, kind of a more controlled permit for these promotions. I was sitting in our little casino one day, and we had markers, and a customer that came up and had a line of credit, and drew that line of credit from the cage and walked out the door. Mm-hmm. And of course, that's not what the marker is intended for, right? And they're keeping lines of credit. And
right.
So the concern is that if a customer walks out of the door with your money and doesn't pay you, you're out that cash, obviously. And so thinking through the promotional credits and how the machine could control free play, you know, I wondered if that could be done with a marker so that the casino's cash would not walk out the door. Mm-hmm. Their markers intended to be used as a line of credit for gaming, not for anything else. So it started the process years ago trying to patent that process, and through a lot of pain and time and, kind of working through that process, we got it done and we got it patented. And so that's essentially what the product does. One of the strengths of the product is that these are keying lines of credit, whether it's table games or slots or sports, whatever. They're intended for use in keying, not to take out for other purposes. You know, you've got other ways to access credit for those, but these are gambling lines of credit, and so it's the ability to control what these funds are used for, and that the money does not walk out of the casino.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of the down and dirty story, Frank.
Oh, well, that's great, Tom Gingoli. Now, you're partnering with MarkerTrax to feature this technology with your Synchros casino management system. Tell us how Synchros meshes with the technology and how they kind of complement each other.
Sure. Thanks, Frank. It was interesting. Gary came to see me back in late 2017, 2018 to talk about his patent. And, I was honored that he did that. Anybody that knows Las Vegas, certainly knows that Gary and his wife Cindy are ingrained in the fabric of Las Vegas. There's very few charitable organizations that they are not involved in between him and his three daughters. So, he's been doing business in Vegas since the 60s. So I was, honored that he, even talked to us about this. And, at the time, we had a lot going on. We were doing a big integration with Goldman Entertainment. And so the timing wasn't great for us, but Tom Sukup, who is our chief product officer in systems, I like to refer to him as the mad scientist. He is the brains behind our Synchros casino management system, and he really liked the concept and the technology. We have something called MoneyQuip at Konami, and that's our cashless wagering portal, if you will. And basically the way MoneyQuip, works, we just, added, an interface to the MarkerTrax. And, it's a line of credit. It funds their cashless wagering account. Once the credit line is established, a player uses MoneyQuip to download the credits to the slot machine.
Mm-hmm.
If the player attempts, to cash out those credits, Konami through our money clip will first pay back the slot credit line, as Gary just indicated how this works, so you can't walk with the money.
Mm-hmm.
Similarly, if the player, you know, wins the taxable jackpot, Synchros will fund the marker back and then pay the overages to the patron. So, you know, that has actually evolved and is still evolving. The version that we have operating right now with Gary and Charlie will probably talk about that a little bit, is in the process of evolving. But we were really excited to partner with them, and the feedback that we've gotten so far has been great. And again, it's just, you know, we view this as another benefit that we can provide to our existing Synchros Casino customers, you know, all through MoneyClip, again, which is our cashless wagering account.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now Tom, a player card is noted in what I've seen about it. A player card to draw from the marker and upload winnings. Now Synchros has a new near field communications function, an NFC function. Now, can that be used? Can you use a smart card to do this as well?
It can, for sure. You know, obviously, whenever we're talking about the cash handling and, you know, technology like this, it's all subject to regulatory approval.
Mm-hmm.
So that's some of the things that we're working through. But yeah, NFC, the near field communication, you know, as you mentioned, there's several different ways that could be distributed to the customer. You know, it could be a key fob on this casino, the gaming device. It could be a handheld device, or ultimately it could be your phone, which, you know, download a QR code, as we refer to them, a QR display, which would show up on our Synchros management system. It's very similar to the technology that they're using now. You've seen with a lot of the restaurants where you take a picture of the menus, and it would work that way. You basically take a picture of the QR code that was on the slot machine, and that would go function. The functionality would go right into your cashless wagering account on your Apple iPhone or your Android. The technology is very, very slick.
Mm-hmm.
FSB is more than just a platform. With more than 100,000 live sporting events traded by FSB teams each year, FSB has the experience to help you launch the most exciting U.S. sports betting operation. Built by experts with years of experience and powering some of the world's most successful brands, the FSB platform has been created to put you in charge of your business. FSB helps by creating online and retail solutions that are supported by an incredibly strong mobile offering with marketing, trading, payments, and all the other tools required to support a world-leading sports book. The FSB team is good, but their technology is great. And now back to our podcast.
Now, there's Charlie, at Ellis Island, there's a cash-out ticket required as part of this process. Is that right, or can you just upload your winnings?
Sure, Frank. So as part of the cash out, there's really two functions that happen. So if the player hits the cash out button and then hits it again, if the player has any overage above and beyond his marker balance, it'll dispense in the form of a Tito ticket.
Uh-huh.
However, if the player has a surplus on the account and he pulls his card, all of those monies still will go back to pay back the outstanding balance of the marker, and then the overage will basically just sit in a depository to be available. We call it surplus fund. So they can then download those again at any time.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's the part, Frank, where, you know, the technology is certainly there for us to do that. It becomes getting regulatory approval with some of that. But yes, that's how ultimately our money clip works. I can't speak to how, maybe Charlie can speak to that, on to how some of the other, you know, manufacturers are integrating with them. But mm-hmm. for us, you know, once you downloaded that QR code from the machine to your phone, then it's seamless. It's cash will go right into your account. It can all be done from your phone.
Okay.
So that's essentially what others are calling their wallet, right?
Yeah. Everybody has a different name for it, Frank. Ours is called, you know, MoneyClip. Other manufacturers call their you know, it could be their virtual wallet, their cashless wallet.
Right.
I think everybody has their own cachet or money clip.
Yeah. Okay. So the other that functionality would work with other system providers through their wallet or their whatever they call their proprietary wallet. But that's how that works, right?
Okay. So and it's system agnostic, this feature then as far as the casino goes, right? You're partnering with Konami and Synchros on the field trial. I just wanted to confirm that Marker Trax is system agnostic.
That's correct.
Okay.
Tom was the first, and Tom recognized in that first meeting right away, and you know, with Tom's regulatory background, you know, he saw it as having a lot of benefits, so they stepped up and built it first, and so that's where we're at.
Okay, great. Now, how's the field trial going at Ellis Island so far? How's customer reaction been?
For Gary, to answer the question, unsolicited, we've had such a tremendous response, and of course, we're looking for that, but that's just the truth. We've had customers that, you know, I always say, you know, we've got a small gaming company, but, you know, you build a tavern, and architectural plans say the customer's going to walk to the right, and sure as hell, you know, they walk to the left, and so the customers will always guide you properly, and this has been tremendously exciting because people really like it, and, you know, it's kind of obvious when you think through it, it works, but, you know, whether it's not having to go to an ATM machine or going, you know, not getting up from your machine and going to an ATM machine or other places to get cash. You're just, and Frank, we'd love to have you over to see us, but, you know, you're just literally at the machine and you're downloading your credit line at the machine. And what Konami's done, I'll tell you, since we started on this June 29th, it just works, and what they've done, the technology, it seems simple, but it's, you know, and I tend to simplify things, Charlie will tell you that, but this is really, it's from the customer experience, the Konami system is just been fantastic, and no glitches, really, you know, little things that probably Tom would notice, or Cup would notice, but the customers are incredibly positive on it. And of course, with any technology, you're always polishing it. But we couldn't be happier with the way it works on the floor.
Mm-hmm. Well, Tom, how have your system customers reacted? You introduced us to at G2E 2018, as I recall. How have your customers reacted, and do you anticipate widespread use among Synchros customers?
Sure, yeah. I mean, the interest has been fantastic, dating all the way back to, as you mentioned, the G2E 2018. You know, the one thing that it just takes a little bit of time, where everybody's interested, everybody wants it, everyone wants to see results. So, you know, people are going to adopt it now for sure because we're starting to get results in.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, this is, you know, our business is kind of a results copycat business. And everybody was, you know, excited to hear we finally went live, and now we're starting to, you know, to get some data. You know, prior to that, it's almost like you're trying to sell vaporware, right? You got this great technology. The first thing you'll get back from the customer is, oh, great, where is it? Where can I see it?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what the focus has been, you know, with our R&D group and Sukup and his group and Charlie and Gary was, let's get this to a point where we're really comfortable putting out the data, because if we do what we think it's going to do, and I'm sure Charlie will touch on that a little bit with you, it's one of those products that is simple and it's really going to sell itself. The result that we're going to get is going to sell itself.
Mm-hmm. Can this be applied to table games, Charlie?
Yeah, Frank, so it can be, first off, Gary's intellectual property does cover table game solutions. We know how to do it.
for table games and an award for table games. I would say that for the short term, we're just focused on the slot players and the slot floor with casinos, but we're anticipating rolling that out in 2021 on table games as well.
Mm-hmm. Gary or Charlie, how has the COVID-19 crisis increased interest in this product and other cashless gaming solutions?
Cashless was coming and is coming, and there's no stopping it. I think this kind of jettisoned our product and others like the Money Clip to where first convenience, and then. You know, people before COVID were sensitive to, some handshaking and touching devices and cleanliness, and I think just kind of propelled that whole process along. And I don't think when COVID's gone that this gets, nothing changes. It just continue along this cashless path for many reasons. You can think of, from labor to counting the count process, drop teams, and that kind of thing, it ends up really, making those things more efficient. Hey, Charlie, if you have anything,
I think pre-COVID, just generally speaking, and I think Tom can add to that. I know talking to a lot of operators in the country. Business was really good pre-COVID, and I think when business is going really, really well, you're not as looking into the future as you are now, and so when COVID hit, I know Tom's group at Konami, as well as other, as well as operators around the country, started calling us and the manufacturers saying, how do we get to cashless? What does that look like? What kind of technology is needed? And so I, from my perspective and talking to a lot of operators, COVID-19 has definitely increased not only the interest in Marfa Trax, but the other cashless solutions as well. And I, all of us on the phone were around when Tito came out into the industry. And I look at this with cashless as kind of the next big thing in gaming. And I think you're going to see operators over the next couple of years really try to figure out how can they get their floors to cashless, because you take out a lot of expense in the business, and it makes it a lot more efficient for not only the operator but the player as well.
Mm-hmm.
Tom, do you have any comments on that?
Just to expand on that, our Synchro system has been operating with NCL Cruise Lines, in a totally cashless environment for years. And that's, mm-hmm. let's be honest, it's because of the regulatory structure that the cruise lines operate in. So we have had a lot of interest from Marker Tracks. But just cashless in general, right? If you think about where we're at, now as an industry and where our country is at with the pandemic, it makes so much sense. And, we have cashless features available in Money Clip. It just seems like when, the casinos reopened, they weren't pushing a lot of the technology. They were just letting people come back in and gamble and have a good time. But this is something that's going to be evolving for sure, as we talked about earlier. The regulatory approvals around this. But when you look at restaurants and gas stations, retail outlets, movie theaters, theme parks, churches and things like that, they've all gone to cashless options. So there's no reason to think that, on a casino floor where cash, is the focal point of, the floor, whether it's cash or chips, but there has to be some kind of migration or at least offering options for customers to have cashless options. I think it's, things like this, like the pandemic, always bring the parties together. And, I always look, like Charlie said, mentioning Tito. Tito's great because it benefits everybody. It benefits the customer, right? They don't have to worry about coins and And they can play, you know, multi-game devices. They can put money in and switch from a quarter machine to a dollar machine. You don't have to worry about cashing out a bunch of coins. You know, it benefits the operator. You know, there's labor cost savings with that. And, you know, again, coin handling and things of that nature. It certainly benefits the manufacturer. I don't have to deal with that. So I look at MarketTrack as that same, you know, type of cachet where it benefits the entire industry. You know, it benefits patron, it benefits the operator, and certainly benefits the manufacturer. So those are the types of things that, again, can be, you know, ever-changing technology in the industry, and I think it's important.
Okay. Well, listen, thanks, everybody, for taking the time this morning. Congratulations on the field trial and its success, and it's a great idea. I'm sure it's going to evolve from here.
Thank you, Frank.
Great, Frank.
You
got to get over there and check it out.
I will.
Gary, get some fish and chips.
Best deal.
Hope you enjoyed this week's podcast brought to you by FSB, the industry's leading sports betting solutions and technology platform. For more information, visit fsbtech.com. To learn more about the gaming industry and how it is transitioning to cashless transactions, visit ggvmagazine.com. To get all the news of the gaming industry, particularly of the coronavirus situation and its impact on gaming, including daily updates, subscribe for free at ggbnews.com by using the code GGB180. And don't miss a single episode of the podcast. Subscribe on iTunes or Spotify today. So we'll see you next week on the GGB Podcast.